This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We just had a Millican alum in the studios who now works at Hickory Point Bank and is supporting the Kiwanis Club and the kite day that they're doing. Wasn't that like an old insult? You know, go fly a kite. Didn't that sort of mean something back in the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, beat it.
Yeah. Go fly a kite. Yeah. Well, they'll be doing that out of Kiwanis Park.
I will. Thank you.
On May 5th. Yes. Thank you very much.
I will fly a kite.
But the tentacles of Millican University are just so abundantly clear over and over and over, and it often seems like there's some sort of pattern, you know, to what we're doing. And really, it's just coincidence. It's had that kind of impact for 123 years in this community, where people move here, go to school, end up staying here, and having careers. People come and move here from other places, work at the university, make a big difference. People in large numbers may just interact with Kirkland Fine Arts Center or the football team or the women's basketball team, who were way Caitlin Clark before Caitlin Clark. It is amazing to me just how interconnected it all is. But then when you think about the history, 123 years, there's not very many things in any community that are still as vibrant and active as they were at the founding as they are today and around for 123 years. So Founders Day is what they do to celebrate. And Elise Knust and Kelsey Whitney are with us today from Millican University. Elise is Director of Development. Kelsey is the Associate Director of Alumni Engagement and also a Millican grad, right?
Yes.
What's your story? Did you come here from somewhere else?
So I'm from Harristown.
Okay,
so
Harristown.
Salmon Valley School District, just right down the street.
That's almost somewhere else.
Yeah,
it's in another county.
Yep, and I'm a 2013 graduate of Millican with a degree in chemistry.
Okay, what made you decide on Millican those years ago?
You know, it's something that, like you said, it's really ingrained in the culture of the community. As a child, I went trick-or-treating in the halls at Millican. We would go to the PASS program at Kirkland.
Oh, that's everybody's favorite memory.
And so whenever you're around it and something that you see every day and you see the effects in the community, it's obviously something you take into consideration when you're making that big decision of where you want to go to school.
All right, well, this is a unique combination of cool things, because you're going to have Founders Day, which is a big birthday party, but also along with this, for the last 10 years, you've figured out a way to give back.
Yes, to help celebrate.
All right, so how did that all start?
So about 10 years ago, we started having
the True Blue Challenge.
Yes, annual giving day called the True Blue Challenge is what we've called it. And we align it with Founders Day, because what better way to celebrate the 123 years of Millican's history by making sure that Millican will be around for 123 plus more, by supporting Millican students and the academic endeavors of our faculty and staff at Millican. So this is a day that anybody can participate in from afar, from near, and give to things that are important to you.
Okay, so I want to give you a web address, and this is the easiest way for you to donate here locally or wherever you might be, an alum, you know, streaming in from, you know, Florida, whatever. Millican.edu/trueblue, and they can give right from that page, right?
Absolutely. We have a lot of really great areas on campus. There's something for everybody to give to, and if there's not something there that you see that really strikes your fancy, you can always just donate to whatever your interest is.
Okay, and so you've already started on this. I was blown away at the numbers. I mean, your goal is $250,000, right?
Yes,
raised
correct.
For this.
Correct. $250,000 goal. And thus far, we've raised about 63%. Nearly $160,000 has already been raised since April 1st. And then we'll, of course, culminate on April 30th.
So how do you come up with the number?
The goal number?
Yeah.
Well, each year we kind of look.
I like goals. I mean, people sometimes are afraid of them, but I think people want you to get over a finish line.
We really want to strive to do great things at Millican. Our goal for the annual fund for this year is $1.5 million.
Okay.
So this is a large chunk of that. And we had some generous trustees kick in about $50,000 match challenge for this Founders Day. And so if people give to annual scholarships, trustees of the university will match that dollar for dollar, which will take us to that $250,000.
Okay. And so how easy is it once I arrive there to actually give?
Wonderful. So,
and you said there's areas. I mean, I can designate like where my passions
absolutely
might be.
Yes. So, of course, annual scholarships is one of our areas of greatest need. It's the first bucket that you'll see when you visit millican.edu/trueblue. But there's other areas of need. Of course, we have an emergency tuition fund. This is new this year.
And what is that?
And that helps students who are current students at Millican who might happen upon a circumstance in which they just can't make a make a bill or make a payment of tuition. You know, someone in their family might be sick. They may have lost a job. And this fund really just is a safety net for those students to be able to continue at Millikan.
Okay. So I'm looking at the page right now. This is something called givecampus.com. I mean, it's a link that takes you, just so everyone's aware. There's 7 days remaining for you guys to reach your goal of $1,000. But you can even see how people are giving: 15% to scholarships, 1% to historic preservation, 50% to emergency tuition, which is clearly resonating with people.
Yes.
You can go to the College of Arts and Science list. There's all kinds of ways. I think that's really smart because people are passionate about different things.
Right.
And nothing makes them happier than to be able to narrow down very specifically to impact what they're passionate about.
Yes. There are things on there like
the Tabor School of Business.
Piano tuning and, you know, allowing students to go make a business consulting visit for the Tabor School of Business. So very specific needs that the university has that people can give directly to.
Okay. In 1901, that was pretty amazing because this goes back. Because there was the citizens were involved and challenges were put out there to raise money to build this school.
Right.
So the history is all there.
Yeah, James Millikan struck university with a challenge. He challenged the citizens of Decatur and the Presbyterian Church to match his gift of $200,000 to Millikan University, and they accepted that challenge and met it.
Nuts that you guys will make more money off this one event than what it cost
to challenge start Millikan,
start Millikan in 1901. Inflation. So there is actual the True Blue Challenge is the great part about this because you turn history and celebration into, you know, growth for the future. But what happens with Founders Day overall?
So Founders
Day, because there are events.
Yes, absolutely. Starting on the 30th, we are going to do our annual wreath-laying ceremony at the Millikan Aston Mausoleum at Greenwood Cemetery. That's going to be at 10 a.m. on Tuesday the 30th. We'll have a short program and lay the wreath on the mausoleum, and then we will head back to campus and City Commons. We will have a little bit of a birthday party from 11 to 1 p.m. and we'll have some snacks and we're going to have some celebrations. Just really looking forward to getting the entire community involved so that, you know, not only students, staff, alumni, but the Millikan community and the greater Decatur community as well. We're inviting you to help celebrate this Founders Day. And then also at 12:30, we're going to have the university choir sing not only our alma mater, but also lead us in singing Happy Birthday to Millikan, 123 years old.
All right. How tight a family is it? I mean, clearly not everyone that works there is an alum, but a lot of alums come back. Does it feel like a family to you?
It definitely feels like a family. You're coming home to... Everyone knows your name already, whether you thought they did or not. Interesting seeing some of the names from 15 years ago that are still thriving at Millikan, and it's so... Yeah.
Okay. University of Texas, Austin.
I did.
Okay. I'm curious. I like to hear stories. I want to know what it was like working for the Colorado Shakespeare Festival.
Oh, I loved it.
Okay.
I got a degree in arts administration, and so I worked for the Shakespeare Festival, for the Santa Fe Opera, and then for some organizations in Austin, Texas. But my husband and I came to Decatur because he teaches chemistry at Millikan. He's on the faculty, so that's what brought us here. We've been here at Millikan for the past 10 years.
Yeah, so obviously it's sticking.
Right.
Yeah.
We are new family members, but we love it.
Yeah, but 2015, I mean, that that's investing.
Right.
Pretty cool. So how did you, so your husband then just found Millikan and that's what brought you both here?
Yeah, I was teased that he came as close to Busch Stadium as humanly possible is why he chose Millikan.
Okay, but... Cardinals fan?
That's right.
Okay, that works for half the...
That's right. But I think what you said is so true. You know, no matter, Millikan is Decatur's university. And so whether you're an alum or a parent or you work there or your kids take music lessons, like Millikan touches this community in almost every way. And so we want the community to celebrate with us.
It's pretty amazing when you go back to 1901 and not only was there the $200,000 challenge, but there were 35 acres that went along with that that were gifted to create Millikan University. I often, I haven't been on campus for a little bit, but a month ago or so, maybe when I'm walking around looking at the way it looks today, you know, even the difference in the last 5 or 6 years, what James Millikan would think, you know, standing on that parcel of land from that dream and vision of 1901 and what he would think about the school of dance and theater and the commons you can't even imagine.
Right. It's incredible. I mean, when we have alums come back, even just for, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, just to see their face, you know, and enlighten on things. Eyes and
sure,
part
there's
of their
the great
experience.
Yes, that part right there. Right. The same.
But then, you know, the new growth on campus, I think, as an alum, is so exciting because we have a healthy, thriving university community. And so when you see buildings being built and you see construction happening on campus, you can't help but feel really proud to be part of Millikan.
All right. So how long will this challenge be up on the website?
So 7 more days.
Seven more days.
It will culminate at, you know, 11:59 p.m. on April 30th.
Okay. And then that would be what I guess is next Tuesday.
Yes, or next Tuesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On the 30th. Well, listen, we really appreciate you spending some time with us, just telling us about this. I think it's great. It's got such a great mixture for me. It's the best of both worlds. I love history. Some people don't care at all about history, but this is about history and future all at the same time. So you can celebrate the past and make a donation for the future. So it's a little something for everyone.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, no, it's our great pleasure. And we're glad there's people like you that are out there doing this cool stuff in our community. I one thing I would like to say, for the people who haven't been, you know, on campus, you know, for whatever reason, find a reason to do it. You know, whether it's to go Tuesday to partake in this or to go to a show at Kirkland or any of the other chances you have to go support the sports teams. I think you'll be blown away first and foremost, how much more it looks like community today, from the student makeup to organization of and building of these new facilities. But it's just sort of a magical feeling that I wish more people in the community, and to your credit, and Dr. Reynolds and others, you know, that have kind of said, put the drawbridge down and be more about this community and not just sort of insulated over here as this this thing that only is unto itself.
Right.
You guys done an amazing job over the last number of years of doing that. So I hope on the community and you reciprocate and take these invitations and really get a chance to see the gym that we have sitting, you know, not all that far out our window here on the West End, because it's amazing and you guys do great work and good luck. I'm sure you'll hit your $250,000 goal.
Thank you so much.
You blew through your $50,000 trustees challenge, right?
That's right. So we'd love for people to join us at millikan.edu/trueblue.
Okay. We appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Have a great
Thank
day.
You.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.